It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Ole Miss moved up a spot to number 6 last night in the latest college football playoff rankings, with Texas A&M falling from number 3 to number 7 after losing last week to Texas. Undefeated Ohio State and Indiana remained at number 1 and number 2. Georgia moved up to 3, and Texas Tech rose up to number 4. The rest of the top 12, Oregon at 5, Ole Miss at 6, Texas A&M at 7, while Oklahoma, Alabama, and Notre Dame round out the top 10. First two teams out right now would be number 11, BYU, and number 12, Miami. The final college football playoff rankings come out Sunday, one day after the conference championship games will determine the 5 automatic qualifiers in the 12-team brackets. Kalani Sitake will remain BYU's head football coach after agreeing to a new long-term contract extension on Monday. Sitake is 83-44 since taking over at BYU, his alma mater, back in 2016. Penn State's made Sitake a top candidate in their search to replace James Franklin. Sitake had conversations with the Penn State administration and received an offer reportedly worth 8 figures annually to become the next head coach, which he turned down at Penn State. College basketball from last night, part of the SEC and ACC Challenge. Number 4 Duke would hold off 15th-ranked Florida 67-66. Duke blew a 15-point lead in that one as they hit a 3-pointer in the final seconds. Syracuse would upset 13th-ranked Tennessee 62-60, and number 16th-ranked North Carolina would go on the road, defeat number 18 Kentucky 67-64. Also last night, number 5 Connecticut defeats number 21 Kansas 61-56, and in the Big Ten opener, number 7 Michigan State blows out Iowa 71-52. More college basketball tonight. Big Ten Network at 6 o'clock. Minnesota hosts number 22 Indiana. Number 25 Arkansas takes on number 6 Louisville. That's at 6:15 on ESPN. And also tonight, number 12 Alabama takes on Clemson. That's at 6:15 on ESPNU. 3-time Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin has outlined the financial struggles facing NASCAR teams yesterday in court. He testified Tuesday in a federal antitrust trial against NASCAR. Hamlin says that his team spent over $700,000 just in fees to NASCAR in 2022. The trial started Monday. It's been brought up by 23-9 Racing. That's co-owned by Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin. They argue that NASCAR's revenue model is unfair. Hamlin says that losing just a single sponsor could erase all their profits. He also criticized a television deal that favors streaming over traditional sponsors. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks, and NASCAR has denied any wrongdoing. For more sports, check out our websites all the time, KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.